Welcome to Let's Talk Friends, the podcast where two newbies and two super fans come together to explore one of the most iconic TV shows of all time, Friends. We are your hosts, Daisy and Martin.
What's up, everybody?
Neither of us have ever seen an episode of Friends until now.
Today's episode will be a little bit different. It'll be just us and our daughter, Ariana. We'll be recapping the show because we have no experts today.
Yeah, so today we decided to do something a little bit different. It's only three newbies today that we're going to be recapping. So let's see how it goes.
Today's episode is season one, episode 16, called The One with the Two Parts. Part one, it aired on February 23rd, 1995.
The synopsis. Phoebe's twin sister causes confusion and conflict. Ross attends childbirth classes with his ex-wife and her girlfriend. Okay, so at the beginning of the episode, we start off at this restaurant called Riff's. Mm-hmm. Joey and Chandler are there waiting for the waitress to come acknowledge them. They've been waiting for a half hour. And Chandler says, if this was a cartoon, you'd be looking like a ham right about now. And I don't know if there's any cartoons nowadays, but I remember, you know, like Porky Pig and all those shows.
Yeah.
They would show like scenes where something, an object or a person appeared as something else. So here, when he says, if they were in a cartoon, Joey would be looking like a ham because he's that hungry. And that was funny. Yeah, that was a nice starter to, you know, to start the episode. Then they notice the waitress. This waitress, they think it's Phoebe, which when I first seen her, obviously, that's Phoebe.
Right, looks just like her.
So Chandler says, hey, it's Phoebe. Mm-hmm. And Ursula, which her name is Ursula, but they haven't said her name yet.
Right.
But now we know that her name is Ursula.
Yeah.
Chandler and Joey still think that that's Phoebe. So they keep saying like, hey, what are you doing here? And she's like, well, I was over there. And then you said, excuse me, hello, miss. So now I'm here. So she's like, Joey's like, well, how come you're working here? She's like, because I live close by. I live close by and the aprons are really cute. And, you know, then Chandler, you know, continues saying, can we start over? And she's like, okay. And then she like goes back to where she was originally at. And they never mentioned here yet that that's somebody else.
Yeah. Right.
And then, you know, we have the opening credits.
I like their back and forth, like just that whole scene. It was pretty funny.
I know, like I watching it at first, I did think it was Phoebe, but like watching the episode, obviously, like, I was still confused, though. Like, I remember asking, like, I think you asked, like, right, about her sister or
something. Yeah.
And I thought it was someone else. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because we've never seen her. This is her first time in this episode. So if you're going to start watching it, you will be confused, like, who is this? Mm-hmm. Well, not who is this. You're thinking it's Phoebe. And, like, what's wrong with her? Why is she acting that way?
Right.
Because, like, the first time I seen it, I'm like, oh, Phoebe's working at this new restaurant.
Right.
And then as I kept watching it, I'm like, oh, she has a twin sister. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, it's kind of fascinating because the more as the episode goes on, then we see the lady, I forgot her name, from Mad About You.
Helen Hunt.
Okay, Helen Hunt. I seen her there. And so I was doing a little research, you know, find out more stuff about that. And it seems like this is like a crossover episode from Mad About You. They do have Lisa Kudrow playing Ursula.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they tried to do some kind of like crossover between Friends and Mad About You. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it was really cool that they did that like crossover.
And I was trying to watch Mad About You just because of that. I've watched a few episodes, but I was trying because I didn't remember that there was a waitress named Ursula. So I wanted to go back and watch it, but they don't have the episodes available on any of these streaming services that we have. So I couldn't really watch it. And I would like to have seen a few episodes with her in there just to see, you know, her acting there.
Right. Because is she an ongoing character in that show then?
I believe she is.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. I believe she is. And her, from what I read online, and don't, if I'm wrong, please correct me, but this is what I found, that her name is Ursula Bouffay.
Oh, wow.
And it's, you know, obviously played by Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we start off, we're at Central Perk. Ross, Rachel, Phoebe, and Monica are there. Ross is telling them about his monkey, and the monkey's out of control. He keeps erasing his messages, and supposedly it's by accident. Rachel says that she's done that before.
Yeah.
And then he continues on saying that he also gets to the newspaper before he does, and he pees all over the crossword. And then Rachel says, I've never done that.
I was waiting to see if she would say, like, oh, yeah, I've done that.
That would be gross.
Yeah.
Then you see Chandler and Joey outside the Central Perk window looking inside. Chandler tells Joey, now look at her and tell me she doesn't look exactly like her sister. And then Joey says, no, I see a difference. Chandler's like, but they're twins. Mm-hmm. And Joey says, I don't care. Phoebe's Phoebe and Ursula is hot. That's kind of mean.
Yeah, a little bit, because they look the same. So
they look the same. Yes, but oh, he's attracted to Ursula. And then Chandler says, you know that thing when you and I talk to each other about things? Let's not do that anymore. Joey goes up to Phoebe and says, hey, guess what we saw today? Phoebe gets all excited because it's a game now. Yeah. Guessing who he's seen. And, you know, she has different guesses. She starts off with Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, Liam Neeson.
Okay.
He's an actor.
Oh, okay. I didn't know who that was. And then Joey's like, nope. Then she says, Morley Safer. I don't know who that is either.
I don't know who that is.
And then Joey's like, nope. And then she's like, the woman that cuts my hair. And Monica's like, this is going to be a long game. Yeah, like,
she had to stop it.
Let's stop this. Just tell her who you've seen, because you're never going to end this game.
Yeah, she's such a little kid. Like, I feel like it would go on forever.
Yeah. And Chandler tells her that it was her sister Ursula. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, really? Like, she wasn't, like, she just kind of changed her tone. Yeah, like
upset.
Yeah. And then Chandler tells her, you know, she works at that place. And then Phoebe's like, she knows already. She works at Riff's. Chandler wants to know, like, oh, you do know that she works there? Because they haven't talked in years. She said, yeah. Is she fat? And Joey says, no, not from where I was standing.
Yeah.
And then she turns to Chandler and is like, well, where were you standing? So I guess she just wants to be maybe competitive.
Yeah.
She wants to make sure that she looks better than her, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Little does she know that Joey is interested in her.
Yeah. Joey thinks Ursula is better looking.
Rachel says, so you guys just don't get along? And she says, no, it's just like sister things, you know? Because when they were little, she started walking first and the parents were excited. But then when Phoebe, which she started walking that same day, mm-hmm. when she started walking, it was like kind of like, we already seen this, like, yeah, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And also she mentioned that she was always a pretty one.
I'm surprised Joey didn't say, like, yeah, I agree with that or something.
I know, I'm glad he didn't.
Yeah, I know, I'm glad he didn't.
That would
either.
Suck.
Yeah.
Ross tells them that, I'm sorry, but I have to go to Lamas class. Chandler makes a joke saying, oh, I've got earth science, but I'll catch you in gym. And Ross kind of just made the face like,
yeah,
like, I don't know, okay. Like thumbs up. I don't know, like he did something with his hands. Yeah. And like, okay. Rachel asks if it's just going to be him and Carol. And he says, no, Susan's going to be there. We've got dads. We've got lesbians, the whole parenting team. And Rachel asks, isn't that going to be weird? And he says, no, if it might have been at first, but by now I'm pretty much comfortable with the whole situation. But then Monica notices that he's probably not paying attention and maybe he's still nervous because he puts on her jacket.
Right.
And doesn't realize that he has it on all the way.
Yeah.
Before he even noticed. He's like, oh yeah, I know that.
I'm sure he was mentally prepared for it, but not fully prepared.
He wants to feel like he's prepared. and that he's comfortable with the situation, but he's probably not comfortable still.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
I don't think you would ever be comfortable with that situation, being there and then having to explain to people the whole dynamic.
Right. Like, I'm the sperm donor. Pretty much.
We are at the Lamas class. There's multiple people there. We see a lady introducing herself and her husband. They're having a boy and a girl. And then the teacher, you know, after they finish introducing, she goes to the next people, which are, you know, Ross and Carol and Susan. Ross starts, you know, by saying, "My name is Ross Geller, and that's my boy in there," touches her belly. And then this is Carol Willick and Susan Bunch. Susan is Carol's. And then he doesn't finish. He says, "Who's next?"
Yeah.
The teacher wants to know who's Carol or who's Susan. I'm sorry. Ross says Susan is Carol's friend. And then Carol says life partner.
Yeah.
Because then he says like buddies. And then and then Susan says like lovers.
Right. She really had to throw that out there.
Yeah, of course. And then, you know, Ross, of course, says, "You know how close women can get."
I just feel like
I don't like that comment.
Yeah, like he just kind of like doesn't accept that they're together. And I get like, you know, like what happened, like how they're together. But like you can't just keep dodging it and being like, "Oh yeah, they're just friends." But, you know,
yeah,
they're together.
I'm sure it would take years to get over like something like that, though.
I get getting over, but like just accept.
I wouldn't accept it either. I mean, it would be a while. I'm saying I wouldn't. Never mind.
I mean, I'm sure it's hard for him.
Yeah.
It's hard for him, but yeah, like while you're in public, get over it.
Yeah.
You give yourself more attention like that.
Yeah. He makes it like he makes the public know that he doesn't like it.
Then he's uncomfortable.
Like, yeah.
Like he's uncomfortable and people can see it and the attention's more on him now because everybody's looking at him like.
Yeah. He was really getting like embarrassed, or not embarrassed, but like really awkward. It was like an awkward moment for him.
It was. And then, you know, he tries to change the subject and turns to the first two people who who said, you know, they're having twins. So he's like, "So twins, huh? Like two births. Ouch."
Yeah. And they just like look at him like angrily.
Yeah, they don't look happy. But he was just trying to change the subject.
Yeah.
He just wanted to get that tension off of him. But I think that made it even worse because now they're looking at him like even more weird.
The whole class is looking at him.
So now we're at Chandler's office and Helen's on the intercom telling him that Nina Bookbinder is there to see him. He tells her, you know, send her in. She comes in and says, "You wanted to see me?" You know, he said yes, and tells her that he's been going over the data and there's a little thing that she's been post-dating the Friday numbers. And Nina wants to know which is bad because, and then he says, "Well, it throws my weenus out of whack." And, you know, I'm glad that they brought that up again because they brought up, you know, the last episode that we did.
Right.
So they're continuing on with that, the weenus.
That's when we first got introduced to the weenus.
Yes. We got introduced to the weenus. And Nina's like, excuse me? Like, she's confused.
Yeah.
Chandler's like, "Weenus, weekly estimated net usage statistics." And Nina's like, "Oh, yeah. It won't happen again. I wouldn't want to do anything to hurt your weenus." That sounded a little flirtatious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But she knew what she was saying.
Yeah. I thought maybe I was the only one that thought, like, that's a little flirty in a way.
Yeah.
The way she said it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not.
If I was told that, I would take it that way. Just saying.
We are at Monica and Rachel's apartment. Chandler is talking about Nina and says that she's not just cute. She's really, really cute. And Ross says, "It doesn't matter. You don't dip your pen in the company's ink." You know what that means.
Yeah, we all know what that means.
Then Monica's upset because the monkey, we see the monkey again in this episode, has a remote again. Ross is trying to get the remote from him. We see that he changes the language.
The show that was playing was Family Matters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With Urkel.
They were watching Family Matters. So then Rachel says, "Oh, cool, Urkel." in Spanish is Urkel. I'm like, oh gosh, she is something else. Ross is trying to change the setting back to English, but he can't do it. And he's like, how did he do this? Chandler tells her, so tell me something. Is leaving the lights part of your plan to keep us merry all year round? And Monica says, no. Someone was supposed to take them down around New Year's, but obviously someone forgot. Rachel says, well, someone was supposed to write Rach, take down the lights and put it on the refrigerator. And then she notices that there is a sign, a note on the refrigerator, and it apparently says for her to take down the lights. And she's like, how long has that been there?
Did the sign actually say that, or I couldn't zoom in?
I think I just seen like Rach, but I couldn't tell what else it said.
Oh, okay.
But I also didn't, I didn't try to read it either.
I kind of focused my eyes.
I didn't try to read it, so it's okay. And I'm guessing this has to be maybe March by now.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it aired February 23rd. So I wonder if like they're still pretending it's in February. Mm. So she still hasn't taken down the lights from Christmas.
Yeah. I feel like maybe they should have had like one of the guys do it for them. I don't know. I feel like it's a little dangerous.
No, I mean, they're independent.
Oh.
You don't need a guy to do anything for you.
Oh, that's right.
You.
That's right. I forgot.
Joey walks in. Chandler asks, like, where have you been? Joey tells him that he went back to Riff's and he thinks that Ursula likes him because all he ordered was coffee and she brought him a tuna melt and 4 plates of curly fries.
That's a lot of curly fries.
Joey tells him that she's hot. And, you know, then Chandler tells him, like, before you do anything Joey like, mm-hmm. you might want to run it by, you know, and he points to Phoebe. Yeah. Then Joey asks Phoebe, like, you think it's okay if I ask out your sister? Phoebe's like, well, why would you want to do that? Mm-hmm. He's like, so that if I go on a date, she'd be there. It doesn't seem like she agrees. She doesn't want to agree, but she agrees.
Yeah.
And when she turns around and sits down with, you know, Ross and Monica and Rachel, she doesn't seem happy.
Yeah, a little sad.
And all three of them notice that she's not happy about that.
Yeah. Well, apparently Joey didn't notice, you know, because like he just wanted to
and that he got the okay. Mm-hmm. So he just turns back around and she was not happy. And I felt a little bad for her.
Yeah, me too.
Ross does ask her if she's okay. She's like, yeah, I'm fine. And then he says, do you want to watch Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah.
Well, he says Laverne e Shirley.
Right, because it's still in Spanish.
Because it's in Spanish, yeah. They're counting.
Yeah.
They're counting and then they're all...
Have you heard the beginning of that show?
No.
Oh, they do count. I remember that was an old show. It was pretty funny sometimes.
No. Never watched that. And all these different shows and things that they mention on the Friends show, I'm like, I never heard of them, never watched them, but it's just way too many. There's no way we could go back and watch any of these things.
I think Laverne and Shirley was from like the 80s, probably like the later 80s. I gotta correct myself. I don't think it's 80s. I think it's probably 70s, but I'm not too sure.
Oh, okay. Well, it does look pretty old.
Yeah, it looks really old.
Okay, so then in our next scene, Ross walks in to the Lamaze class again. I guess this is a different day.
Yeah.
He apologizes because he's late. But before that, we see him walking in and he steps on a baby doll's head.
Oh, yeah.
And it flattens it out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he picks it up, fixes the head and gives it to the lady that was sitting there. But I'm like, that lady put it right by the door.
Yeah.
So what does she expect that's going to happen? You open the door, you're not going to see. So that was the lady's fault.
Aren't they like learning how to like take care of the baby?
Yeah.
So like, why is she doing this?
Why is she leaving it on the floor?
Yeah. You need to retake these classes.
Yeah.
Susan tells him that she was stuck in school. Oh, well, Ross asked, you know, where is Carol?
Which is the whole reason why he's there.
Yeah, for Carol. Mm-hmm. I mean. Yeah. Susan tells him that she's stuck at school for some parent-teacher thing. And Susan tells him that he could go and that she'll get all the information. And he's just like, no, why should he leave?
You know, I was like, well, why are they even there if Carol's not going to be there? They both should have just, like, not gone at all. You know, both of them.
Well, because Ross didn't know, so I could see him going on accident, but like...
I mean, yeah.
If Susan knew that she wasn't going to be there, then why go?
Mm-hmm.
Like, at all? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the point of these classes are for the mom, to know what to do.
Right.
But also, it's helpful for them to know what to do in that situation, so they could help her.
Yeah.
I guess.
So, I mean, it's fine that they're there, but just like
awkward.
Don't tell him that he could go.
Right.
That he could go, and then she'll get all the information. She says,
like, you can go. Yeah.
Like, no, don't do that. Mm-mm. Like, he's still the father.
Right.
We keep going back to that. He's still the father.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher tells them that they're going to start with some basic first stage breathing exercises. So she wants the moms to get on their backs, and the coaches should be supporting the mom's head. Ross and Susan, they kind of look at each other, and Ross is waiting for Susan to get in the position as the mom.
Right.
Susan's like, am I supposed to be the mommy? And he tells her that he's going to play his sperm card one more time. And she's like, I don't see why I should have to miss out on the coaching training just because I'm a woman. And I'm like, I get it, but you're not missing out. You're still in the room.
Yeah, you're still going to be learning.
Whether you're the mom in the situation or the, you know, behind as the supportive partner that she is going to be, you're still going to be in the room. You're still going to learn regardless.
Yeah.
So I don't know why she was so hesitant to do that. You know, like, just do it. Like, I don't know. Am I wrong for thinking that? I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with me being or her being a woman. And it doesn't matter. We're right. Both there. You're both going to learn what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Not only that, but I feel like she's closer to being an actual mom than Ross is. Because, you know, even in the next thing the teacher says, like, you know, breathe, let your vaginas open and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, she has a vagina. Ross doesn't.
Yeah. Thank you. And that's why he made, like, a weird face at the end.
Right, as any man would.
Like, this whole scene, like, Susan just gave, like, a weird vibe. I don't know. Like, she just acted. Like at least, like, you should be getting along.
Yeah.
Together. And yeah. She just seemed like.
She's still not trying.
She wanted him to leave. She just, like, when they find out. Like, when she found out they had to be partners, she was just like, oh, like,
oh. Yeah.
That's just, I don't
know. She's not a team player.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Sure isn't.
Well, anyway, they flip for it to see who's going to do it, and Ross loses, and so he ends up being the mom.
That's funny, because at first he didn't want to flip, but she's already flipping the coin. He's like, oh, heads.
Yeah. And he lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... So he did it. I mean, he didn't argue anymore. He just did it.
Yeah.
Mommy Ross.
Hashtag mommy.
Yeah. Yeah. So then, you know, the teacher says about the cleansing breaths, like you said. And then imagine your vagina is opening like a flower. And it's just like he's sitting there. It was just, it was funny. It was weird.
Yeah. Kind of awkward. For a guy.
Okay, so we're at Chandler's office again. He's playing with the toy, Mr. Douglas. Mm-hmm. He comes in. He says, how's it going? And Mr. Douglas says it's been better. The annual net usage statistics are in. And Chandler wants to know, like, and, you know, what? And he tells him that it's pretty ugly. We haven't seen an anus this bad since the 70s. Chandler wants to know, what does that mean? And he tells him that he's going to have to start laying off people in every department. Chandler gets concerned. He's like, listen, I know I came in late last week, but I slept funny and my hair was very, very... And Mr. Douglas interrupts him and he says, not you, relax. And ask him, have you ever fired anybody? And then we see Chandler talking to Nina. And, you know, keep saying her name. Nina. She wants to know if he's okay.
He lets out, like, a little cry at the end, too. Like, Nina.
Well, yeah, that's why she says, well, are you okay?
Yeah.
And Chandler's like, yes, listen, the reason I called you in today is because please don't hate me. And then when he says that, she looks concerned, like, mm-hmm. oh my God, what are you going to say? You know, yeah. like she has that in her face. She wants to know what. And then he can't fire her. So he just says, would you like to have dinner sometime? And that was the end of that scene.
Yeah. I do find it would be like kind of hard to fire somebody. But if you have a job to do and you have to do it, you know, obviously you get paid for doing something like that.
Yeah, because then you're not doing your job.
Right, right. And they might lay you off instead for not firing somebody.
And it kind of looked like she knew that he was going
to... I think she did know. And what's her last name? Bookmark? Or what is it?
Bookbinder.
Oh, see, that's like, that's kind of a weird last name, like made up almost.
What? It is made up.
I mean, at least come up with something better.
Yeah, I don't know how they came up with that. We're at Central Perk. Rachel is talking to Phoebe. She wants to know what she wants for her birthday. Mm-hmm. She tells her, what I really want is my mom to be alive and enjoy it with me. And Rachel's like, okay, let me put it this way. Anything from Crabtree and Evelyn? She's like, oh, bath salts would be nice. And, you know, Rachel's like, great, because...
That she could do, you know,
the other her stuff.
Mom. Yeah, no.
She's so funny, though.
Yeah.
So then we see two ladies walking in. They're saying, what is this place? The other girl, Fran, tells her, look, you're cold. I have to pee. There's a coffee cup on the window. How bad could it be? And then they turn, they look at Phoebe, which they think it's Ursula.
Right.
Because of, you know, their show. Mm-hmm. They think it's Ursula. And they say, I think we have an answer. Like, it's pretty bad if she's there.
Yeah.
Because also from what I've read from Mad About You and Ursula's character, she's not a good waitress.
Okay.
And so earlier when Joey came in and he was, you know, excited and he said he thought that Ursula liked him because she gave him the tuna melt and then the four plates of curly fries.
Yeah.
It's not because she liked him. It was because she's a bad waitress.
Right.
And doesn't get orders right. So that's why in this scene, they think that Phoebe is Ursula. And, you know, they're already saying, like, we got the answer. Like, she's not good.
Right. Because then they say they went to Riff's last night and she kept bringing out swordfish.
Swordfish.
Ursula kept bringing out
She swordfish. Kept bringing swordfish.
Yeah. So I was like, what?
Yeah. So that just tells you that she's not a good waitress. Yeah. So now they're confusing Phoebe. And Phoebe doesn't know that they think she's Ursula.
Right.
They ask her, what is she doing here? And Jamie says, this could be God's way of telling us to eat at home when they see her.
Yeah.
And then Fran says, you think she got fired from Riff's? She's like, no. We were there last night. She kept bringing swordfish. Mm-hmm. She asked her if she's going to go. She had to use the bathroom. She's like, no, I'm going to wait until after we order. And then she's like, it's her, right? And then Jamie's like, it looks like her. She tries to get her attention. Phoebe says, yeah. And Jamie's like, hi, it's us. Right. And it's me. Jamie wants to ask her, so you're here too? And Phoebe's like, much as you are.
Yeah.
Jamie's kind of like tired of going back and forth. So she tells Fran, like, it's your turn now. Mm-hmm. And she says, we know what we want. She's like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Okay, so? Jamie says, all we want is two coffee lattes and some biscotti cookies. Mm-hmm. Some biscotti cookies.
Yeah.
And then he's like, good choice.
Yeah, really good choice.
And since she ignored them, she's like, that's definitely her.
Yeah. It was like kind of like when Joey and Chandler went to Riff's and they got like Ursula's comeback.
Ursula was not doing her job, but at least Ursula was working as a waitress. Phoebe right. in this situation was is not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't work there.
The thing is like, why would they just like assume
that she worked there?
Like, yeah, that too. And then like Phoebe's just like, she's kind of giving hints like, yeah, I don't work here. So like, congrats, go get you food.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why didn't they get the hint like, oh, this is, she's either not working or this is, you know,
something going on. Why can't she just be getting coffee?
Well, then the way they asked her, like, oh, you're here too. Like, two as in, like, to like us like right now. Seen her well, at least that's how she. That's how she took it.
Yeah.
Like, instead of saying like, oh, you work here too? Like if she would have asked that, she would have, Phoebe would have said like, no, I don't work here. Yeah. You know?
Or but like, you work both that. Here and Riffs? Or mm-hmm. I don't know. Try to explain that a little bit more because, you know.
Yeah. Now we're at Monica and Rachel's apartment. Monica is knitting. She's telling Chandler that she can't believe that he hasn't told her that she doesn't have a job yet. They're talking about Nina.
Mm-hmm.
And then he doesn't know how to or what to say to that, so he's like, well, you still haven't taken down your Christmas lights. Monica's like, congratulations, I think you found the world's thinnest argument. And he tells her, I'm just trying to find the right moment to tell her. And Rachel's like, yeah, it shouldn't be hard now that you're dating her. And then he's gonna tell her, sweetheart, you're fired, but how about a quickie before I go to work? Then Joey comes in, and then there's a knock after he walks in, and Chandler tells him, you don't have to knock once you're inside anymore.
Right.
Monica gets up to get the door, which I thought it was very weird because you have both Chandler and Rachel holding the yarn or whatever that thing is.
Like, oh, yeah. It shouldn't take three people to knit like that.
I don't know. That was a weird situation. But then she wants to get the door, but then you have three people holding or yeah. two people holding your yarn. Yeah.
They're following you.
And following her.
Like Joey was right there.
Like he could just open the door.
Mm-hmm.
She gets a door and it's Mr. Eccles. I think this is the first time we know his name because at the blackout.
It? Yeah, the blackout. That
we seen him for the first time, mm-hmm. but they never said his name.
I don't think so.
So now we meet Mr. Eccles, and he tells them, you're doing it again. And Monica tells him, we're not doing anything. We're just talking quietly. And he tells her, I can hear you through the ceiling, and my cats can't sleep. Rachel tells him, you don't even have cats. And he replies, I could have cats. Which I don't understand what that meant.
Right.
Or like, why. Like, how is that an argument? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Monica just says, goodbye, Mr. Eccles. And Rachel just says, well, we'll try to keep it down. Joey goes up to Phoebe and says, Phoebe, can you do me a favor? Can you try this on? I want to make sure it fits.
I didn't like that.
That's so sad. Yeah. Like, that made me mad, too, because how are you going to have her try it on knowing it's damn her. Well that it's also her birthday?
Right.
She's going to think it's for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That made me mad.
But she got so excited.
I know. Like, oh, my first present.
Yeah.
You know, for my birthday.
Yeah. And so then he says, no, it's for Ursula. I just want to figure out size-wise mm-hmm. to see if it fits.
I'm glad she kind of threw it back down.
Yeah. And says, okay, it fits. Rachel wants to know if he's going to see her again. And Joey says, yes. Ice capades.
Mm.
Chandler says, wow, this is serious. I've never known you to pay money for any kind of capade. Joey tells him, I don't know. I like her, you know? She's different. There's something about her that... And then Phoebe interrupts us, that you like? We get it. You like her. Great. Like, she's mad.
Yeah.
And Joey says, hey, Phoebe, I asked you and you said it was okay. She's like, all right, well, maybe I'm not okay anymore. Like, it's not okay anymore.
Yeah, it's getting to her.
And then he says... Okay, well, maybe now I'm not okay with it not being okay. And then Chandler feels uncomfortable with the situation between both of them that he tells Monica, knit, good woman, knit, knit.
It sucks, too, because, like, why can't he just be with Phoebe? Because I feel like she has the same qualities. She's different. She looks the same as Ursula. So, I mean, I don't know.
They seem the same. Like, if she's messing up orders, I feel like Phoebe would do the same.
Right. You know? I don't know. I feel like he should just date Phoebe then.
It's not the same.
I guess.
It's two different people.
Yeah.
They look the same, but they're different people.
I also, like, I don't know. Like, he's kind of, like, making it about himself. Like, saying, like, well, I don't think... Like, I like that you don't think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just making it, like, be about himself. Like, yeah. I don't know.
That's yeah. Weird.
Like, if he was a good friend, he would have said, like, oh, I'm sorry that you're not okay with it anymore.
Yeah.
And he could have probably even just told her, like, but I really do like her. And I'm sorry you're not okay.
Yeah.
But like, then... Not mentioning about her, you know, like, your dates with her.
Well, then, and then giving or showing her a gift that's not for her.
And he wanted her to try it on.
Yeah.
Like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
That was just... that was mean.
Yeah, and I feel like since he's giving Ursula gifts already, they're at the point where he wouldn't break it up even if Phoebe wanted him to.
Yeah.
We are at Chandler's office. He's kissing Nina, and then there's a knock at the door. Then Chandler stops kissing her and pretends that he's showing her the Chrysler building. Mr. Douglas comes in and is surprised to see Nina's there. Mm-hmm. She just says, "Mr. Douglas, cool tie." And then she leaves. Mr. Douglas asks Chandler, "She's still here?" And Chandler goes on saying, "Yeah, she is. Didn't I memo you this?" And then he says that after he let her go, he got a call from her psychiatrist, Dr. Lennon, and informed him that she took the news badly. Mm-hmm. In fact, he mentioned the word frenzy. And Mr. Douglas is like, "You're kidding me. She seems so..." And Chandler's like, "Oh, no, no. Nina, she's woo, woo." What does he do?
No, that was good. I like
calling
that.
Calling her, you know, saying that she's crazy.
Like, yeah, crazy.
And then he goes on and says that, in fact, if you ask her right now, she would have no recollection of being fired at all. And Mr. Douglas is like, "That's unbelievable." And Chandler's like, "And yet, believable." Because obviously he's lying. He says, "So I decided not to fire her again until I can be assured that she will not be a threat to herself or others." And Mr. Douglas is like, "I guess you never really know what goes on inside a person's head." And Chandler's like, "Well, I guess that's why they call it psychology, sir." Mm-hmm.
I feel like that could possibly happen, like somebody like going really like crazy from getting laid off from their job. Was it true in this case? No.
No, because he's lying.
Right.
He just made it all up. All right, so we're back at the Lamaze class, and apparently it's another day. Mm-hmm. Because now Carol is there. They're watching a video of this lady pushing a baby out. The teacher says and tells them that that's having a baby, and next week is their last class, so they're getting close to the finish line here. Mm-hmm. Ross tries to joke with Susan.
Yeah.
wants to throw the baby, but Susan's not having it.
He's like, "Susan, go long."
Go deep.
Oh, go deep.
Go deep. And then Carol, she looks like she's really like stressed out, mm-hmm, about it. She's, yeah, like, "This is impossible. It's just impossible." And Susan wants to know, what is it? Carol tells her that what that woman did, "I'm not doing that. The baby's going to have to stay." I mean, that's how she said, like,
right,
"It's just going to have to stay in. That's all. Everything will be the same. It'll just have to stay in."
Too late for that.
Yep. It's coming whether she likes it or not.
Yep.
Ross tells her, "Carol, honey, everything's gonna be all right." Mm-hmm. That triggers Carol, because she's like, "What do you know? No one comes up to you and says, 'Hi, is that your nostril? Mind if we push this pot roast through it?'" But like, she was really angry, like, yeah, yelling.
She was, yeah. I pictured that. Ouch.
And Susan tries to calm her down and tells her, "Cleansing breath. I know it's frightening, but big picture. The birth part is just one day. And when it's over, we're all going to be parents for the rest of our lives. I mean, that's what it's all about, right?" And then she's trying to get Russ's input, mm-hmm, but he's quiet, because then he just realized that he's going to be a father.
Yeah.
And I guess it didn't hit him until now.
Yeah. So why is it that Carol yelled at Ross, like, real loud, like, yelling at him, but when Susan talks, you know, she's like, "Oh, yeah." You know,
because all Ross said is, "It's gonna be all right."
That's good, right?
No, like, you
she's
know,
about a, she's nervous about giving birth, and you can't just say like, "Oh,
it's gonna be all right." And
Nona, it's gonna be okay.
Like, yeah, like.
Like, oh, no, you know, like, I mean, it was, I know he didn't mean it in a bad way, but it's just like, how can you tell someone who is clearly like scared and she thinks this is impossible, that can't happen, and then you just have somebody that says it's gonna be okay or everything's gonna be okay? And when Susan came and started talking to her, she just, you know, tried to calm her down, cleansing breath, showed her what the big picture is, which is having this baby and they're all gonna be parents and, you know. So, do you see the difference?
I guess. Yeah. I guess. I think, right. I would still say what Ross is, but yeah, I guess, exactly. I see.
And it's not going to help. Oh. Like, it's like...
Like, I don't know. If Daisy ever says Martin, it's going to be okay. oh, I feel much better now. You know, everything's going to be okay.
Because you're like, I don't know.
Because I'm a guy.
I feel like it's different for guys. Like, they're just like, yeah, it's going to be okay. And then they think like, oh, yeah, it is going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Like, no, like, she's going to be pushing out a baby soon.
And it's scary.
Yeah.
That's something scary.
Yeah, like, it'll be okay, but it's still...
You need somebody to, like, make it better in your head. And she didn't. That's what Susan did. She painted this picture of them as parents. The baby's going to come. The whole pushing experience, the birth part, is just one day.
Yeah.
And after that, they're going to have this beautiful baby. And she seen it. You know, that's why she was able to calm down after that.
Mm. Yeah.
You can't just say everything's going to be okay. Okay, so now we're at Central Perk. Ross is sitting on the couch. He's clearly...
freaked out.
Yeah, he's freaking out. He's like, I'm going to be a father. Rachel says, it's just occurring to you. And Ross says, well, I always knew that I was having a baby, but I just realized that the baby was having me.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel tells him, you're going to be great. And Ross says, how can you say that? I can't even get Marcel to stop eating the bath mat. How am I going to raise a kid? And then Chandler, of course, says, you know, Ross, some scientists are now saying that monkeys and babies are actually different. And, you know, Joey is leaving. He gets up to leave.
Yeah, like sneaking out.
Yeah. And Phoebe right away says, like, where are you going? And Joey just says, out. Phoebe wants to know with. And he just says, yes. Because obviously they know who she's talking to or referring to.
Right.
And he just says, yes, you know. And Phoebe just wants to know if the two have, you know...
had sex.
Yes. She doesn't say it, but that's what she's meaning to ask.
Right.
And Joey tells her, well, it's not that it's any of your business, but no, we haven't. Okay? And then he says, you meant sex, right? Okay. So he was a little... he didn't know if that's what they meant, but yeah. To me here, it seems like she likes him. Yeah. I felt like Phoebe... at first, I thought maybe she just didn't want him with her sister because of their differences and stuff. But now here, I don't know. It just seemed like she likes him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could kind of see that.
As more than just a friend.
Right.
At least that's what I thought at this point when I've seen this.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
So we're back at Chandler's office. Nina walks in. She wants to know if he has a second. And Chandler says, yeah, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
Nina says that for the past couple of days, people have been avoiding her and giving her these really strange looks. Chandler tells her that it's because they're jealous of them. She's like, maybe, but that doesn't explain why they're taking her scissors. And Chandler says, maybe that's because you're getting a big raise. I'm like, how does that have to do with the scissors anyway?
No. It's like, stop, please, Chandler, stop.
So he just keeps getting himself deep and deep and deep into this lie. Nina is excited. She's like, I am? Chandler's like, sure, why not? She hugs him and says, you're amazing. Chandler uses the intercom to call Helen and tells her to make sure they put through the paperwork for Miss Bookbinder's race. And then Helen says, do you still want me to send her psychological profile to personnel? And Nina's like, what? And then he just tells her that Helen drinks. Will you marry me?
Like, damn, what?
He just keeps getting himself into trouble with her.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's so hard for him to just tell her.
Like, yeah, I don't like how he's lying. Like, it just keeps going. Like, how long are you going to keep it up like that? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, you're burying yourself deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
Like, it could end... two horrible ways. He's gonna either lose Nina or lose his job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're back at Monica's apartment, Monica and Rachel's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler is telling them that he ended up telling Nina everything, finally.
Yeah, that could.
And Rachel wants to know, how did she take it? Chandler says, pretty well, except for the stapler thing. And then he shows them his hand. It's wrapped up in
bandages
because... apparently she took the stapler and stapled his hand.
I guess she was a little psycho then.
Well, she was mad. I mean, after he lied so much, I would be upset too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I would do that, but I would be upset for sure. Right. Monica's still trying to change the SAP thing.
Yeah.
Because it's still in Spanish.
Right.
They're having a hard time with that.
I don't think it's that hard to do, though. I think it's just a button that says SAP on there. I know, you know, it's the episode, but
I think it's easy to do.
It's just for the episode.
Yeah.
It's a thing. So then Phoebe says, all right, can you just turn this off? Just make it go away. I can't look at it. Monica says, okay, Phoebe, they're gone, all right? So she turns it off. Phoebe just says, yeah, you know, it's just this whole stupid Ursula thing. Rachel says, can I ask? So even if he was going out with Ursula, would it be so terrible? And Phoebe says, I'm not saying she's like evil or anything. She was always breaking my stuff. When I was 8, I wouldn't let her have my Judy Jetson thermos. And so she threw it under the bus. And then there was someone named Randy Brown who was like, have you ever had a boyfriend who was like your best friend? And everybody just says, no.
Yeah.
And Phoebe says, well, but that's what he was for me. She kind of stole him away and broke his heart. And then he wouldn't want to talk to her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't want to be around anything that looked like either one of us. I know Joey's not my boyfriend or my thermos or anything. And then Chandler tells her, you're not going to lose him. And Monica suggests that she goes and talks to Joey. And so I could kind of see that. So if they were in a situation where she had this best friend and then Ursula broke his heart and now this guy doesn't even want to talk to Phoebe because she looks like her sister.
Exactly.
So she probably thinks that if something goes wrong with Joey and Ursula, that she's going to lose Joey as well.
Yeah.
So I can kind of see it now.
Yeah. I can see that happening.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really like a crush thing. It's more like you don't want to use,
you don't want to lose your friend.
Yeah.
Phoebe says, yeah, you know, to talking to Joey. And Ross tells her that he doesn't know this stuff. So if he knew how she felt, you know, maybe things would be different. And Phoebe's like, but he's falling in love with her. And Rachel says, they've only been going out for a week. Mm-hmm. They haven't even slept together. It's nothing serious. And so they encourage her to go. So Phoebe says, oh, okay. She gets up. She goes. We're at the hallway and she knocks on Joey's door.
Mm-hmm.
And who comes out? It's Ursula. And she says, may we help you?
Yeah.
And we help you.
And she's
probably dressed in the shirt.
Just a shirt.
Probably Joey's shirt. That's what I was thinking.
Mm. Yeah. One of his shirts, because she probably slept over.
Phoebe just
looks stunned. That's it. That was the scene for that. Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Phoebe just looks stunned.
Yeah, because she wasn't expecting her to open the door.
Right.
Yeah. Because, you know, in the previous scene, they had talked about how it wasn't serious because they haven't slept together. So and now you open the door and she's there.
Clearly see that naked. They yeah. slept together, yeah.
Half naked, so yeah. Aw, poor
Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Okay. Yeah.
In the closing credits, we see Rachel trying to take down the lights.
Finally,
after so long.
Yeah.
Monica tells her, Rachel, what are you doing? It's freezing out here. And tells her to go back inside. Rachel says, no. You wanted me to take them down? So I'm taking them down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then she falls off the balcony. And she's just hanging. She's hanging. And she lands by Mr. Heckle's balcony.
Right.
She's knocking like, can you help me, please? Can you help me? And then Mr. Heckles, all he says is, see, this is the kind of thing I was talking about. With all the noise, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How lucky she was getting the lights wrapped around her leg and, you know, saving her from actually falling and hurting herself.
And holding her weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is a light person, but like, like they would have snapped, like if it was an actual.
Oh yeah, definitely. And see, this is exactly why I said maybe one of the guys could have helped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could have been any of the dudes.
You don't need a man to take down lights.
Okay, but like, let's dangle from the
anybody. Anybody could have fallen off.
Okay. Anybody can dangle.
I mean, but like, at least somebody could hold her. You know, when she's there, like hold her.
Well, Monica should have been holding her. Well, if she seen that she was out that there too. Doing yeah. it, she could have been out there like. Maybe not helping her taking them down, but like holding her. All right. So this episode, let's do the trivia questions. I do have some. Joey and Chandler meet Phoebe's twin sister named what?
Ursula.
What is the name of the restaurant she is working at?
Riff. Riff's? Riffs.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say ruffs.
No, don't bark.
What is the name of the attractive employee Chandler has to fire?
Nina Bookbinder. Weird name.
That is a weird name. What classic TV sitcom are the friends first watching when Marcel steals the remote in
Family Matters? I didn't let you finish.
I know.
What was Rachel supposed to take down around New Year's?
Lights.
Christmas lights.
I think I said likes.
Likes. Yeah, see? Wrong.
What does ANIS stand for?
Oh. Annual Networking.
Utility Service. I don't know. Universals? I don't know.
I had this. Annual Networking. Something statistics.
Annual Network Usage.
Statistics. So first we had the weenus and now we have the anus.
Yes. Where is Joey taking Phoebe's sister for their second date?
Escapades.
After Chandler finally reveals the truth to his employee, she injures his hand using what?
Stapler.
With staples.
Okay. While recounting the times her sister has hurt her, what was the name of the old boyfriend Phoebe had that her sister stole from her?
Randy Thompson.
What?
Randy something.
Randy? I don't know.
Thompson? Is it Thompson?
No.
Oh.
Randy Brown.
Yeah. Oh. Where did you get Thompson from?
I don't know.
While recounting the times her sister has hurt her, what was the item that she broke by throwing it under the bus?
The Jetsons thermos. Judy Jetson's thermos.
Yes. We need a full answer. All right. So again, we're rating this episode. Well, we are not rating it. It's that one, the graph, or yeah, whatever this thing is called. They rated this one an 8.0.
Oh, it was less than
the one from last week. I like this one. Not as much as the other ones, but I do like this one.
So yeah. Is this grading about like how funny it is or just like overall?
Like
I think it's overall.
Okay.
Because, yeah. So
overall, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I think it deserves the rating. I mean, it's like it wasn't like a very funny episode. It wasn't very different. It was just...
Yeah. But it was good. I think I liked this one a little more than the one from last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the other one got a higher rating than this one.
That's weird.
I mean, not by much. Only by 0.1. Not much, but still. All right. Well, that's our episode for today. We enjoyed doing this episode. We would like to have feedback and see what you guys thought. Like, I know it's really nice to have our experts, and by experts, we mean like the people who have seen this, the Friends show multiple times. They know the lines, most of the lines sometimes. They know the show,
mm-hmm.
obviously. So that's why we call them experts.
Right.
And it's nice to have them because it's nice to hear what they have to say. I just want to see if this is something that we could continue to do once in a while, where we have these episodes without other experts and mm-hmm. it's just us. Let us know if you like it, and we won't do it often. We will do it once in a while, unless you guys tell us otherwise. Yeah. You tell us that we sucked. Maybe we won't do it.
Like, damn, all these newbies.
Bring on the experts.
Yeah.
No,
but it was fun. It's different because with our experts, they put in like what they know about other episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But now this is different because we don't know, you know, what the show has.
Right.
So it's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. This concludes episode 16 of Let's Talk Friends. Our next episode is season 1, episode 17. Called The One with the Two Parts, part 2.
Yep.
Thank you for listening. Please remember to follow and rate our podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send us an email at letstalkfriends24@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at let's_talk @Phoebe_friends24. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye. Thank you, Nona, for joining us.
You're welcome.
Bye, guys.
Bye.